today on The Dark Side of Man Who Faked Special Needs to Trick Babysitters into Changing His Diapers, arrested again. That's the best part of the headline. Again. Intruder allegedly entered Queen Elizabeth's premises on Christmas with a crossbow, and a suspected serial killer who allegedly targeted homeless men arrested in Florida. That and more today on The Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That indeed it is. And welcome. If you like the show, press subscribe, press follow, whatever you're listening. And don't miss any of our episodes. And if you really like the show, you want it all commercial free. You want all the bony stuff. You want all the archive. You want all of it. Go to our Patreon page, patreon.com, and you know, search Dark Side of, or go to darksidepod.com, and that will take you there as well. It's Tony and Carol with you today, and sometimes during the show today, I will sound like John Dutton, just at random. So,
I know.
Hold your horses.
Kevin Costner always kind of sounds like it hurts to talk for him.
Yeah.
Like, I like that all the time.
It would suck to. Do you think he kind of over, like, he really pushes it more in Yellowstone, though? Because he sounds gruffer in that.
Maybe
than
it's the character, but I got to tell you, I think Kevin Costner can be very good if the role fits him, and very not good. Waterworld, Robin Hood. What he does well when it's a role for him, he does really well. And I think John Dutton is a great role for him in Yellowstone.
Yeah, I
think he's great in that show.
And you got to think too, because you know he hasn't been in a lot of, you know. The blockbuster days for him were like the 90s, you know, that's probably the biggest heyday. So you have like a whole generation that, you know, they may recognize him, but they don't realize like what an amazing actor he could be. And it's like, oh, who's this guy? Like, he's in a lot of those old movies that mom grew up watching, you know, and it's like, wow, it's like it's kind of cool seeing an actor like him kind of be reintroduced to a new generation.
I think he's great. But I don't know. I don't know if that's just a character thing he's developed, or maybe he just really talks like that.
I don't know. Maybe he's just really, you know, he just consistently has a lot of nasal drippage, which then gets into your throat.
Which you can relate to.
Yes, I can relate to it right now as I drink my hot water and lemon, which I'm almost out of because we were talking before the show.
Sorry.
Okay, I got a big bottle of water over here. All right. So our first story here, this is fucked up. Imagine that. A man who faked special needs to trick babysitters into changing his diapers, arrested again. So I'm curious what the previous infractions were, but Rutledge Dias the fourth, they got numbers there, was already on probation for posing as his fictitious special needs brother in 2019 to lure in his victims. My God. Louisiana man, and this comes to us from Oxygen, has once again been charged with posing as a person with special needs to con babysitters into changing his diaper, according to authorities. Rutledge Dias the fourth, age 31, mind you, was taken into custody following an arrest warrant issued on December 20th. According to a news release from the Louisiana State Police, authorities say this is the second time they've charged Dias after he allegedly pretended to have disabilities to recruit victims into babysitting him. Detectives referenced Dias' 2019 arrest when announcing charges of human trafficking and attempted human trafficking on Thursday. On December 20th, 2021, detectives began a second investigation after learning of a text message sent by Dias, which exhibited similar behaviors. said state police in the message. Diaz indicated that he was engaged in alternative therapy and offered to pay the victim to change his diapers. Authorities stated Diaz tried to persuade the victim to solicit other babysitters to care for him. Diaz was arrested at his home and booked into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center. In November 2019, investigators arrested Diaz on 10 counts each of sexual battery and human trafficking, plus one count of possession of a Schedule II controlled substance. As previously reported in that case, Diaz went online and tried to recruit home health workers to care for his non-existent 18-year-old brother, Corey, who supposedly had physical and mental disabilities. Police stated that Diaz then posed as Corey, obtaining sexual arousal when victims changed his soiled diapers. After providing...
That is so messed up.
Does this not have future Lifetime movie written all over it?
I hope not, because, like, I don't ever want to accidentally see that.
This is like, this is like a total twisted, like, what the hell? I mean, the real story is bad enough. I don't know how they'll make it even worse for TV. It's kind of like a Stephen King novel or something, but he has to, like, kill them at the end to really make it to that status.
Well.
Yeah, I think we're well on the way.
He's only 31.
There's time. After providing home care on at least 10 separate occasions, the victim became increasingly suspicious of Diaz's behavior and subsequently discovered Corey was actually Rutledge Rory Diaz posing as his fictitious handicapped brother, police said. And Dick Clark did not run out and say, "Hey, you're on Candid Camera." Who was Candid Camera? That wasn't Dick Clark, was it?
No.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Bloopers.
No.
Bloopers was Dick Clark. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, because you're on Candid Camera. That was like a really long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. In December of 2020, Diaz pled guilty to the charges and was sentenced to 5 years probation and 400 hours of community service. Diaz was also required to maintain steady employment, attend addiction counseling online, and refrain from social media. What kind of addiction is this here? I mean, and what kind of counseling is going to help this one? I'm all about therapy, and especially therapy designed for specific things, if you can, or at least be a direction. I don't know what fucking direction this would be.
Like, I don't, and like, what a weird, I know that, like, there's so many freaky, pervy things. Like, I think no matter what you think of, there's someone who's sexually attracted to it some way. But, like, the wanting someone to, like, wanting to pretend like you're a baby and have somebody change your diaper, I've heard of that before.
I've heard of it, but what makes it so insane is the fact that he's luring
innocent people.
That's what makes it so scary.
You're getting home health aides to come in and do that.
Yeah.
And here these poor, usually women who are underpaid, are coming in and, you know, it's not pleasant to have to change an adult's diaper and bedding.
I mean, how disturbing.
You're getting off on it.
How disturbing would it be to find out that, oh my God, this guy is nothing wrong with him. What the fuck? And now,
my guess is they discovered it pretty quickly when they got ready to change his diaper. Like, if he was, my guess is that he was, you know, it was a sexual thing for him, which is really disgusting.
One of the victims who wished to remain anonymous commented on Diaz's disgusting crimes after the 2020 sentencing, according to NBC affiliate WDSU. Hopefully he follows through with that, said the female. I don't believe that he will, because 5 years is a long time. I hope he can make himself better. According to jail records with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, Diaz is being held on $25,000 bond for an attempted human trafficking charge and a $75,000 bond for the human trafficking charge. He's also charged with five counts of violating probation, which is not clear whether or not Diaz has retained legal representation. Wow. So...
He's going to have to get a public defender because chances are that guy doesn't make a lot of money.
I would have to guess. Yeah. And then how the, I don't know how the public defenders can do it.
There's just a lot. Like, how would you like to be the public defender assigned?
Exactly. And you got to do your job. I mean, the law.
If you don't do your job, that's their first appeal. Well, my public defender didn't do a good job of representing me.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. He said you're a perv in front of the judge. But you are. That's just so creepy. And it's disgusting.
It's disgusting and it's disturbing. And it's like, the thing is, like, things like this, though, I mean, he didn't get that. I mean, 5 years, you know, like, and he was allowed to be free, you know. It's like, I don't know. You just look at the guy, you see his mugshot. There's clearly, you can just see in his eyes, there's clearly something wrong with this person. And, but can, yeah, like, but almost like wrong in the level of more like that, the television show, on Netflix. That one, just kind of that, I can act normal, but I'm clearly psychotic as well, yeah, or secretly psychotic. He's got that look.
Yeah, you know, and it makes me think that he's probably gotten away with it before, because my guess is he hired a home health aide, they came over, and then it was like, that's so disgusting, they take off and didn't report it. You know, I don't know. Makes you wonder.
God. It makes you wonder if there's more of them out there like that, too. You know? Is he you know, a one in a million? Or is he, like, you know, one in, I don't know, 100? I don't know what the number would be. I have no idea.
I think there's so many people out there with perverted secrets that...
Yeah.
Seem like totally normal people you know in your life. It's like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's, you know, I just think there's more, way more of that than we'd ever expect.
I agree. I 100% agree. I mean, I feel like the lid's been blown off that. I mean, at least we think it has, you know, but I don't know. I think there's going to be so many more things that we're going to hear about in that world of just, you know, people getting busted, people, you know, telling on them. I think there's a lot more, like we were talking on the other episode recently about Ghislaine Maxwell. I think that there's going to be a story there if she's able to get her story out. And I think there'll be a lot of names dropped.
If she actually, we'd have to assume that she would be willing to admit.
Yes.
That she's done something. And I just don't know that she'll get to that point.
Yeah.
I think in her head, she's the victim. And poor me, I've been railroaded.
But what does she have to lose, though, by saying those things? I mean, that just takes a lot of attention off of her. If she wants, it's like it could go either way. It'll get a lot of attention on her initially, and then all the attention will shift over there. So if she doesn't want attention, that's a way to do it. I guess if she, I don't know what the play would be to keep the attention on her after this now.
Well, once she goes to prison, there ain't going to be much attention on her.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I'm just wondering if she'll do that. But then you're going to have to go. I'm sure everyone, even if she did come out and say, you know, this guy, you know, all did these things. And here's my story of it. But, you know, there's no real hard evidence other than flight logs. But there's no pictures. There's nothing like that. It's just Ghislaine's word, basically. Is that going to make any sort of impact on the reputations of these people if she were to make that sort of statement?
I mean, I could see someone like her because, you know, she did some things that she, like, other people were doing it.
Yeah.
You know, Prince Andrew was doing it, and he's not in any trouble. I could see somebody like her being really mad.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? You're all going down with me then.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we discussed, these people, they're some pretty powerful people. And, you know, maybe for all we know, this is me being a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Epstein did the same thing and said, I'm going to speak. I'm not going down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to speak about anything. Because, man, you could pay off some people pretty easy when, you know, mm-hmm. jailhouse guards ain't making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, why would he go down when everybody else was enjoying all that stuff that he was providing too?
Yeah.
So I could see her being like that, you know.
And go either way.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
But there's old Lady Ghislaine. And I'm sorry, I normally don't have, I never chew gum, I don't suck on candies when I'm on the air, but you can obviously tell my throat's kind of not so great right now, so I have a Sucrette in my mouth, and I'll do my best to read without going...
that sound.
And have that sound going.
Which is kind of gross, yeah.
So I do apologize if you do hear the momentary between words. I will
because if you don't tell us in advance, mm-hmm. it kind of sounds like you could be doing something really disgusting. While we're talking.
Oh my God. And a happy new year to you too.
Okay,
let's go to a...
tell us your second honest secret.
Let's go on to this. Intruder allegedly entered Queen Elizabeth's premises on Christmas with a crossbow. An intruder armed with a crossbow allegedly entered the grounds of Windsor Castle in England's Berkshire County on Christmas, hours after a video containing threats against Queen Elizabeth was uploaded to Snapchat. In a Christmas Day press release, the Thames Valley Police stated that some of their officers responded to a security breach around 8:30 a.m. and within the grounds of Windsor Castle. They stated that a 19-year-old man from Southampton was behind the intrusion and that he was arrested on suspicion of breach or trespass of a protected site and possession of an offensive weapon. When police have not released the name of the suspect, British tabloid The Sun has identified him as Jacint Singh Kale. Footage obtained by the outlet appears to show a masked man holding a crossbow and claiming in a distorted voice that he wanted to assassinate Queen Elizabeth. The video was apparently sent from the suspect's Snapchat account shortly before he was arrested. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I've done and what I will do. I will attempt to assassinate Elizabeth, Queen of the Royal Family, the person in the video said, while wearing a Star Wars-inspired mask. This is revenge for those who have died in the 1919 Jalawana Bagh Massacre. It is also revenge for those who have been killed, humiliated, and discriminated on because of their race. Queen Elizabeth 95 was celebrating Christmas in the castle along with Prince Charles and Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. None were not harmed, or no one from the general public was either. We can confirm security processes were triggered within moments, and the man entering the grounds did not enter any of the buildings, police stated. Thames Valley Police Superintendent Rebecca Mears stated an investigation is ongoing following the incident, that they are working with the London's Metropolitan Police. So there you go.
How do you get that close to Windsor Castle? Like, you got the Queen there.
You just tell your Uber to pull up. You're like, right there.
This is the first time. This is not the first time that's happened.
Mm-hmm. Uber.
I mean, anybody who watches The Crown remembers that episode. But... because they did, somebody broke it, like actually got into her bedroom though.
With a crossbow? Like
no, not with a crossbow.
He's kind of doing it almost like the guy in Walking Dead.
I mean, that's just creepy.
Yeah, Daryl.
And that's scary. Like she's 95.
That would be oh my God. I mean, this is like the worst thing that could happen. But oh my God, what if like he shot at the window and it got her? Like,
well, that's literally probably why I had a crossbow, thinking I can like aim at her.
Killed by a crossbow in the dining room on Christmas Day of 2021. It's like, what the fuck? Like, okay, it is the end. This is okay. Four horsemen are starting at this point. I what the fuck else? But
like I said, this has happened before.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me, and that was probably like 40 or 50 years ago. But it seems like it might have happened one more time. But I think that was in the 70s, maybe.
I did this story just for you because I knew you would know bunches and bunches.
But it did. It did happen. And the guy actually got in her bedroom.
Oh my God.
She was in bed.
Hey, Queen Elizabeth, the same one?
Yeah.
So she's had people. Oh, wow. Like it literally happened to her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So but then, you know, it doesn't happen for 50 years. And they're like, okay, it's not going to happen again. And we're going to let our guard down, literally our guard down. And, but it just seems like I've been to Windsor Castle before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like when you're touring it, you just walk right up, you know. But it just seems like there would be people around it. But he didn't get in, so maybe he must have just been on the grounds. And the grounds are pretty extensive. It's not like they live on a half an acre. But that's just interesting to me.
It's 3/4 acre.
It may be maybe a little bit bigger. But yeah.
What exactly?
You can mow it with a push mower.
What exactly is your plan when you're showing up to Windsor Castle with a crossbow, and it's just you? And granted, you got past, you know, security gate number one, which is basically the electric fence for the dogs, the invisible fence for the dogs. What's your plan?
Well, and I don't know how you, because it's out there. So you would have to drive out there, and I could, you know, it's massive,
mm-hmm.
the grounds. And so it seems like you could probably, I guess you could sneak in, but it just seems like there'd be some perimeter fencing at some point that they would block off. Like in my town, Charles Koch lives
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And like his place is massive. Like, I don't know how you'd break into that. And it's Charles Koch. It's not Queen Elizabeth.
And he's a lizard person. I'm completely making that. I do not believe in that sort of shit at all.
I was like, I had no idea. He's one of them.
And he eats babies for dinner. Oh my God. You see him at Fresh Market one day and he's like, where's the babies? And you're like, what the fuck? I thought you were on the other side. Like, we all do it. Like, what?
The funny thing is, I have lived in this town for a really long time. I've never even kind of run into him. Like, I think that he and I are never in the same circles, and I don't think
we were both saw him at the Dollar General the other day. He likes to save a buck.
Wait a minute. Aren't you a Koch brother?
Yeah, had an old laugh about the old baby incident. Like you thought that was a joke back then, didn't you? Yeah, and then I cried a little bit and bought a bag of Doritos and wet myself.
It just seems like there'd be more protection with the poor queen because she also is 95. It's like you almost need to have. You know, I would imagine they have like a doctor on standby with her these days. You think they would have like some serious, like hell, Kim Kardashian. Like, could you go onto her property? Probably not.
I would hope that there'd be at least one person standing in front of the queen with a crossbow, just in case.
Just in case. Because like, for some reason, the guy was like, that'll get her.
It's literally Daryl.
A gun? Yeah. No, but that'll work.
I just like that we somehow went from the queen having a guy with a crossbow in his or in her there in her yard to somehow going into. Take me back to that story again.
Which one?
Oh, I completely lost my train of thought.
Shit is crazy.
Oh, I was just, yeah. Oh, Charles Koch. Charles Koch. And
he was just an example. And Kim Kardashian was an example. But, like, I don't see those people on the same level as Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of fascinated by her. Like, she's, like, way up there. She's the queen.
She's like Beyonce to you.
Even more than Beyonce. And, like, it just seems like she'd have some better protection.
Yeah.
Like, he must have made it up to the castle grounds.
I don't know. Maybe it's help is hard to find right now.
It is. No, nobody wants a job.
Maybe that's part of it. There, I don't know.
England's got COVID real bad. They're probably all out. And she's like, I'll just go by myself.
Like what's going on? Cool. We got the one. I can't do English accents. I'm sorry. Like, I got the one guy over here. You know, we'll be good. You know, who would go after the queen anyhow?
Need to get away.
Nobody's worrying about killing the queen. Everybody's worried about COVID.
That was so 1970s or whenever that happened. We good.
We'll stand here. Yeah. So there. Let's see here. I'm looking at our stories list. Okay, you got two options. Suspected serial killer who allegedly targeted homeless man arrested in Florida. So, new serial killer story. A police arrest a man in Las Vegas after finding severed head in the back of his pickup truck. Choose your own adventure, Carol.
The severed head, because I started reading that one today, and then I got interrupted.
Mm. It's always good over coffee to read about severed heads. That's what I like to...
It's like then someone comes in your office and it's like, I'm trying to read about a man in Las Vegas with a severed head in a cooler.
Can I please enjoy my scone and that's kind of a
severed
crunchy
head
one.
Story. Yeah.
And finish reading about this man's head being torn off his body violently? Thank you. Okay. We'll get back to Jen and accounting after.
Tell HR, I don't care.
A man has been arrested in Nevada after police found a severed head in the bed of his pickup truck. Patrol officers with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department attempted to conduct a traffic stop on the afternoon of December 23rd, 2021. The suspect, later identified as 57-year-old Eric Holland, led officers on a pursuit going so far as to switch trucks in the process. The air unit assisted police in the chase, which ended at the apartment complex near the 4200 block of West Rochelle Avenue. Holland further tried to evade police by exiting the second truck and throwing various items at officers. Despite these attempts, officers were able to arrest the suspect. Holland had to be tased to ensure his detainment, according to the New York Post. During the investigation, officers were able to determine both trucks had been previously stolen. Police stated in the release, in the bed of one of the trucks, officers discovered human remains. The remains, which included a severed head, which were located in coolers, according to KLAS-TV News. While the victim's identity has yet to be released by the Clark County Coroner's Office, Holland was arrested on charges of open murder. In records cited by KLAS-TV, an active warrant has been issued for Holland's arrest and theft and embezzlement of a motor vehicle dating back to 2019. Holland is scheduled to appear for a judge Monday.
Yeah, that'll go real well on Monday. It'll be charming.
You look at the guy in the picture and you go, I don't really know how he was able to pull that shit off. I mean, he doesn't look like the type that's... He doesn't look like the Bruce Willis scene that it sounds like. I got from this vehicle.
Well, and that's why he got away with it. Because he didn't look like the kind of guy maybe who would do something like that.
Sure.
You know, but that's why he was fighting them. He did not want them to find out.
So whose head?
I don't know.
Because
I didn't get to read the story, and apparently it wasn't there. I thought maybe in the story it said something.
I know. No, nobody knows who the head is.
Wow.
Yeah. That makes me think of something. The idea of who's
I want to ask what, but then do I really want to know what that makes you think
of? Of course you want to know what.
What?
There's a new, you know, they're bringing back a lot of shows. You know, like Full House did that whole thing. Saved by the Bell, you name it. A lot of 90s and 80s TV shows coming back. But some have a twist. Some are a little bit same type of premise, but they kind of take it to a new level. Sometimes it's just like new characters. Sometimes it's a whole different theme or premise, kind of like how Frasier was with Cheers. You know, this one is taking Who's the Boss? It stars Tony Danza and Judith Light. And the problem with it is they keep hearing a head. And it's a great preview. Here's a little clip. Let's take this. This fall on ABC, Who's the Head? Angela, who's the head?
I don't know.
It's me, you dumbass.
Oh, it's Desmona.
New on ABC, Who's the Head?
Mona. Oh my God, what head do you give?
What is going on in there, Tony?
Oh, I'm just talking to Mona.
Is she giving you head?
No, Mona's not giving me head. Oh my God, the wacky conundrums Tony finds himself in with the head of Mona, which can be moved from room to room and shelf to shelf and dressed in all sorts of wacky ways. Don't miss Who's the Head? Coming Monday night to ABC. Now that's funny.
I don't even know you're going to do that shit. Like, you would think, okay, girl, we're going to build up. Go with me on this one.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't even know I'm going to do that shit.
Like, and then you just whip up a music bed and everything. It's like, here we go. Who's the head?
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't know I'm going to do these things until it comes into my mind. I'm like, that'd be funny. So I can grab a music bed of anything I want within seconds. I just type it and boom, I got something. I don't know exactly what it's going to sound like, but it should be something that fits what
Hopefully
I'm looking
it'll
for.
Work.
Yeah.
If not, I'll make it
if
work.
If not, yeah, you just, you know, you go for it. And then I just start improvising. It's like, who's the head? Okay. And I'm like trying to think of all the characters' names in the show as I'm going. Luckily, I didn't miss any. And then like, okay, what the fuck is this head doing? Oh my God. You can make so many puns to like head. And it is a head. And then Angela thinks that he's getting head from Mona. And it's just a big misunderstanding.
It is like hysterical and comedy ensues.
Exactly. So there you go. That's how my mind works. It's just go, go, go. And like there's 5,000 things firing at once. That's why it's exhausting being me.
Because it's all day, every day.
It's not just on the air. Yeah. No.
Oh, it makes me laugh.
So there you go. Who's the head? I think it'd be a great sitcom.
Somebody's going to steal that idea and turn it into a porno sitcom.
Oh, my God.
That's a funny idea.
You know, of all of the of all of porno.
What are you doing in there with the head?
Oh my God,
Mona spelled M O A N A.
It's a real wacky one where. The head's on a platter and they just like, who gets the head tonight?
But it's going to be at the end. Monday nights on Cinemax. Can't be on CBS. Because it's really only a soft porn sitcom.
Soft porn sitcom. Involving a head that gives head. There you go. Well.
Oh, that went off the track.
2022, here we come. This is... this is what the future has in store for us.
Oh, so, shit.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of Dark Side
that's probably good.
Yeah. Thank you,
guys. It's only going to go farther south.
Thank you guys for listening and keeping us on the air. Press subscribe or follow us whenever, wherever you're listening to the podcast. And if you like the show, you want bonus episodes, no commercials in any of them. You can just binge. The full archive and advanced episodes before the release to the public. Check out our Patreon page. Search Dark Side Of there. Or go to darksidepod.com and it'll take you right over there. So check that out. Until next time, for Carol, Tony, thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.